So that, yeah. So that's why I'm not sure that it kills the Vort, Kiver Kasha Bendit. I don't think that's
going
to get some Vort. And I think in the Masil Sisharim, you see that his stakos is a mile over his bonu. So that in and of itself needs a Hesber. And I think the Hesber is that when you think deeply about something, as opposed to just hisbonenus, which you contemplate it, just to contemplate something, as opposed to histakos, means to try and, to think of something intelligently, or to make it, to understand it deeply, to look at something with your seichel. It's a mile above just thinking about something, because now you're not just thinking about it; you're trying to learn from it. That's a mile. So I don't think that's such a steer to what I said, that what part of the process of learning is to recognize what you don't know and what you're gaining now. Because when you just think about something, it's not necessarily a personal endeavor. It's not a personal project to just think about something. And considering it, pondering it, but to make it yours requires you to then understand, what didn't I know? What am I gaining now? How is this a solution to my own foolishness? That process is a much more intimate and personal process that's deeper than just these bonitos. Okay.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you for asking her. Thank you very much. Okay. So let's go. Let's learn. I ended off with a question last week. I just want to rephrase the question. Hold on, just gonna make sure my email's off so I don't get any alerts. I want to rephrase the question. I'm not gonna answer it yet because I don't think we're equipped to answer it. But I'm gonna rechaza the question. One of the things we were bothered by is how come the Masilas Yesharim tells us that the purpose of the Sefer is to remind you of things you know already, things that you're doing before some, and therefore the toelis, hanilkat min ha-sefer, is to do chazar and asmoda, just to review things that you already know. When the next section of the Hakdama essentially is bemoaning the fact that people don't know what chasidus amiti is, because the chasidus amiti requires iyun. It requires iyun gadol. Now, iyun gadol, and the safe, this safer Misil Sisharim is a solution to that issue, that people aren't doing iyun gadol in Yoni Avoida. So, if that's the case, then what the Misil Sisharim is presenting here is iyun that people aren't doing. And if it's iyun that people aren't doing, then we go back to the original question: How can the Masil Sisharim tell us that the Sefer is just reminding you of things you know, when he's telling you that what he's teaching you here are things you're not doing? So I think the premise of the Kasha is totally mistaken, but I don't think we've read enough to get to the answer yet. So I want to put the question aside, and we're going to go through this part of the Hakdama now where the Masil Sisharim is talking about the mistake people are making that he's trying to come to correct. And then we'll see if we can answer the question. So let's go back to the second paragraph, at least in my Sefer. Vitira. We'll look at this again. Vesira in anyone have the English translation? Yuda, you had, right? Thank you. Vesira im tisbonim behove beroi v'oilom. If you consider the present state of most of the world, most people who are smart, intellectual people, who are fast and clever and spicy, they place most of their contemplation and deep thought into the dakus achachmes ve'oimek ha'iyunim. Very dakistik achachma and deep iyunim. Ish ish kefina tiyasichlo v'chishko tivi. Everyone according to their natural inclination, because if people are intelligent, they're going to have different types of intelligences, different things that interest them. So you'll naturally gravitate to things that are interesting to you. Ki yeshe yitrichu me'oy b'mechkar habriya v'ateva. People are very into science. the, you know, creation and nature of Achirim Yitnu Kol Yunam Letchuno LaHandasa Achirim B'Melachis. So people are interested, you know, whether you want to be a scientist or an economist or you're into some type of skill. V'Achirim Yikansu Yosef Hakodesh. Other people spend more of their time learning Torah. Da'inu Limud HaTorah Kadoshim Mehem B'Pilpuli Halachis Mehem B'Midrashim Mehem B'Piskei Dinim. Some people like to do pilpul, and some people like to learn Agadita, and some people like to learn Halacha. Ach Ma'atim Yumin Amin Azeh. Very few of the smart people who are putting all their intellectual efforts into intellectual endeavors. Asher Yikbu'u Iyun V'Limud. Very few are being koveya iun and limud. Iun v'limud. This is also, we can't do every double lashon in the Ramchal, but this is also interesting to point out. First is iun and then is limud. You don't learn and then ma'ayin. First you do the iun and then you'll learn. That's the first. First you do deep iun into something, and that's what enables you to learn. Because to learn means now it's something that you know. You've learned it. It's yours now. You can do iyun without learning. You can be ma'ayin all day. You're doing iyun and gemara. You haven't learned the thing because you haven't stuck it in your brain. But you to do limud is then to put it into your head. Al inyone shlemus avoid, al ahava, al hayira, al hadvekus, pakol shar chelkei chasidus. So here, he explains what are the Chalkei Chasidus that he's being mefarad over here. Ahava and Yira, it's Ahavas Hashem and Yira's Hashem, Advekus, and then Shar Chalkei Chasidus. So I think this is based off the Posuk. Ma Hashem Alikecha She'el Mimach Ki'im L'Yira. So the Posuk is mefarad Ahava Yira, Halach the Bedrachav, which I think is Dvekus, and then Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. Anyway, V'lo Mifnei She'ein Dvar Me'eli Kar Mitzvah. So it's not because these things are not important that intellectual people aren't koveya limud v'iyun v'limud in these things. Ki im tishalohem, if you ask them, kol echad yoyma shezeu ikar hagadol, if you ask them, are these things important? And they'll say, not only are they important, they are the ikar hagadol, the most important thing. V'shelo yidume chacham shiyei chacham be'emes. There is no chacham who is a real chacham. Shelo yizboru etzlo kol dvar me'ele. Who does not know these things, who these things are not clear to him. Who is the chacham be'emes? Shelo yidume chacham shu chacham be'emes. What is a chacham be'emes? There's a chacham who she'eno be'emes. And the chacham be'emes. Only the chacham be'emes yisbaru etzlo kol advar me'ele. But if you're a chacham but not a chacham be'emes, you're not going to know these things. So what does this mean? Lo yidu mechacham shu chacham be'emes. What do you think? The chacham be'emes, the real chacham. Yes, that guy's a chacham, but not a real chacham. He knows all these things.
You see in like Pirkei Avos idea of kol shachmas merubeh me'ele the yira. I don't know. I forgot the Mishnah. I forgot the lashonos of Avos, but like idea of like a chacham without yir shemayim, like an otzer. You see this idea that chacham is tolan yira.
Emes lema'asav.
No, not meisim, but there's one with yira dafka. We're like, a chacham without yira is not real chacham, a chacham with yira. Like, you see this in Pirkei Avos as well.
What does that mean? What are you saying?
I don't know, but you see it in Avos also. Like, it's not coming from Noah.
Wait, but what are you saying? You're saying good. What are you saying? Yeah. Noah, what's Zaki saying?
Well, I mean, I think it's actually Zaki's mechavim to what I have here, the commentary, which says here.
Wait, what commentary? Our scroll?
Yaakov Hillel, he says that he quotes the other Mishnah about Maisav, and that a chacham, you're not going to be a chacham if your ma'aseh aren't meruba from your chachma.
Yeah.
If you're not going to, I guess the pshat is if you don't know these things, so then your chachma is going to be more than your ma'aseh, and then I guess your chachma doesn't endure. I don't even quite understand the pshat in Rav Yaakov Hillel, but
you don't. Meaning, if you're a chacham but you're not implementing things, so you're not really a chacham.
Right. So this is a real chacham. This is a chacham who knows this stuff, so he implements them. So his chachma does endure.
I hear. I want to bring a raya from the Mesillas Yesharim about what he thinks chacham be'emes means. If you go further in the Hakdama, there's a paragraph where he quotes a Maimar Chazal, on the pasuk Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma. It's a few paragraphs further. It says V'hine Hakosuv Oimer Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma. Anyone see that?
Where's the pasuk?
It's a pasuk in Iov Chavches. Mesillas Yesharim says, Hakosuv Omer, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma.
I found it.
The Omer Rabbi Seinu Zichrona Levracha, Hein means Achas. There's a Gemara Shabbos. My Mesillas Yesharim doesn't say where it is in the Gemara. Anyone have? It's a Gemara Shabbos. Yeah. I think
Lamed Aleph Amad Beis.
So there the Gemara says, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma, Hein means Achas, Shekein Korin Beloshin Yevoni, Hein Achas. In Greek, Hein is Achas. So the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem is Chachma, meaning Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma, says the Mesillas Yesharim, Hi Levada Chachma. Yira is the only Chachma. Now, I think when we get weiter in the Mesillas Yesharim, we come to this paragraph, we'll talk about this a bit more. The Mesillas Yesharim is saying a big chiddush here. Not all the Mefarshim learned this way. I don't think Rashi and the Gemara Shabbos learned this way. He's learning that the drasha the Chazal are making is Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma, meaning Yiras Hashem is the Chachma, is the only Chachma. Yiras Hashem is Achas, meaning Yiras Hashem is the singular Chachma. That's how he's learning this drasha. Not necessarily the only way to learn this drasha. So he takes from here that not only is Yira Chachma, which is the main point he wants to prove, that Yira needs Chachma, and Chachma requires Iyun, but then he also adds that Yira is the only Chachma. What on earth does that mean? Torah is a Chachma. Chachma begoyin ta'amin. So how is the Ramchal learning that Yira is the only Chachma? So I thought that the pshat is based on, there's a Ran, Drashas Aran, where the Ran says that the Tachlis HaTorah, learning Torah, the point of learning Torah is not to become chachamim, because hasaga sa'adam bechachma himu etes. For a human being to acquire chachma is a ridiculous thing, because you can only be massing a little bit of chachma. The chachma sa'Torah is too vast. So if the tachlis sa'Torah can't be for us to become chachamim, because there's only so much chachma we can get. The Tachlis HaTorah is for us to use Chachma to become Yirei Hashem. So I think that Ramchal is learning here, when we say Yira is the only Chachma, it means that the purpose of Chachma, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this thing called wisdom, Chachma, is to be utilized for Yiras Hashem. So now if we go back to the Ramchal over here, he's saying there's two types of chachamim. There's the colloquial chacham, which you usually call a chacham. He's the big economist. He's the big scientist. He has chachma. That's not a chacham be'emes. A guy like that is not going to be knowledgeable in Yonei Shleimus Avoida. So he's saying a chacham be'emes, a real chacham. The real chacham is somebody who has Yira Shamai. Because the whole purpose of Chachma is Yira Shamai. That's why we have Chachma, to utilize it for Yira Shamai. So here he says, Lo yidu mechacham shi chacham be'emes. If you're a Chacham who's a real Chacham, not the fake Chacham. Fake Chacham is a guy who's a big economist. He thinks he's so smart. He knows garnished mit garnished. The real Chacham is somebody who has Yira Shamai, because that's the whole point of Chachma. That person knows, if you ask them, what's the point of life? He'll say, Ahava, Yira, Dveikus, Chalkei HaChassidus. So then why aren't they spending time doing these things? The Ramchal says, yeah, Zaki.
How come Chochma is the way to get to Yira Shamayim? That he's going to explain later.
We're going to see that Yira Shamayim needs deep thought. Let's say the highest madrega of Yira Shamayim is not just Yira Sachet. Yira Sachet also needs to, you have to think. You're not going to just come to Yira Sachet without deeply contemplating, you know, the purpose of life and how terrible it is to do chatoim. But the real Yiras Hashem, which the Ramchal is going to explain later in the Sefer, is Yiras HaRomimus. And Yiras HaRomimus is by definition an act of contemplation of the greatness of Hashem. So that requires deep chokhmah, to be able to think and contemplate and understand your position in the world, the roimimus of Hashem Yisbarach. That's something that requires wisdom. So the whole purpose of wisdom was to get you to that Yir Shamayim, and then also to do mitzvahs, which is to do mitzvahs, to stay away from Averis. All those things require you to be a thinking person. So the creation of Chachma is a tool to do the things that do the things that are going to bring you closer to Hashem. To do the things that will get you Yir Shamayim, Avas Hashem, Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, V'Halacha D'Bedrachav. You're not going to get anywhere if you're not thinking. Which is exactly the problem here, which is the Mesillas Yesharim is now going to spell out. That these people who are very smart are not thinking about Inyone Shleimus Avoida, because he says, Achmashelo Yirbu La'ainalov, it's so simple. These things are so well known and so simple. There's no reason to be ma'ayin in these things, because what's the point of thinking about simple things? What do you gain by thinking about things that you already know? This in the Ramchal is the big mistake. To say these are Poshut things, why am I thinking about Poshut things? To the Ramchal, this is the biggest mistake in the world. We'll see weiter what this mistake leads to. And then he says, V'lo yishar elimud advarim eile. Ukriyas ha-svarim yizamin. The limud of these things and the learning of svarim related to Shleimus Avodah is not, it's not done by this section, this group of people. Who does it? The people who are not so dak. The people who aren't so sharp. The Karovlios gas. How does Art Scroll translate gas? What's gas? I don't know what the...
Jordan?
What?
Dense
people think they're not, nothing's going into their head. They're dense people. So that's, they can't do anything else. They can't do pilpuli halachas. They're not learning agadita. They're not learning halacha. They can't do anything. So they sit all day with them, with the Mesillas Yesharim and they, with a niggin, and all they do is just do, say, they're not thinking. Only the non, if you could think, you wouldn't do things that don't need thought. You're doing this because you can't think. So you see somebody doing this in the base medrash, that guy is dense. He is a dense piece of cake. That guy, she'ela tiro some shoktim akol zev lo yazuzu mimenu. The people who are shoktim, and they're not moving away. All they do is learn musar. Ad shelefi aminag anoy ba'olam, according to the way the world works at the moment, that the chachamim aren't doing these things. Only the dense people. Kishatira echam is chasid. When you see someone actually become a chasid, you can't help but think that that guy, he's not Karov Leo's gas. He is gas. You see what the Mesilas Yesharim did here. When you see someone reading, you think they're Karov Leo's gas. But then when you see someone mischazed, they are gas. Because only someone who's mischazed, that means that's all they have in life. All they have is the non-thinking stuff. So they are gas as seichel. They have dense brains. Nothing is going in. So all they can do is just sit in the base medrash and read Mesilas Yesharim all day. That's what's going on in the world, says the Ramchal. The Ulam told us, what time is it? Told us a minute ago, Rois Moed. The results, the consequences of this practice is very bad. L'chachomim u'lebilti chachomim, for both the wise and the not wise. Ki goyrim sheme'eila u'me'eila yechsara chasidus amiti. It causes that from both people, types of people, they don't know what true chasidus is. It's a very precious and rare thing to find someone who has chasidus amiti. Ki yechsa min hachachomim, the chasidus amiti is absent from the chachomim, l'milti yunambay, because they're not learning. They're not looking into these things. The yechsa min habilti chachomim, it's absent from those who aren't smart, l'milti hasagosim oisai, because they're not masig. So hold on. What is the Ramchal pointed out so far? He's saying that because the chachamim aren't spending time looking into these things, because they're so simple and well known. So the result is that the chachamim don't get it. They're not becoming chasidim because they're not spending time thinking about it. And then he says the bilti chasidim don't have the chasidus amiti because they don't understand things. Bilti hasagosim oisoi, because they have difficulty understanding things. So I just have a question here. People who are not chachamim, who the Ramchal says have this deficiency because they don't have hasaga. So even if the chachamim were engaged in these things, people who aren't chachamim would still have a problem because they don't have hasaga. The Ramchal says a result of the fact that the wise people aren't learning about Shleimus Avoda is that the wise people don't have chasidus and the non-wise people don't have chasidus because the non-wise people don't get it. Non-wise people won't have chasidus anyway because they don't get it. You hear my question? Dovi, you get my question?
Yeah, I don't have the sefer open in front of me, but is it possible that he's saying that the chasidus ha'amiti won't exist? Because if you have at least the chachamim, like, learning it properly and they know what it is, then they can be, they could give it over.
No, but the line is, he says, first he says you won't find chasidus in the world, and then he says it's yechzar mina chachamim, and it's also yechzar mina bilti chachamim. Meaning the bilti chachamim don't have the chasidus because they don't have the hasaga. Oh, I hear. You're saying...
Yeah, it won't be in the world.
It won't be in the world.
Exactly.
Because the chachamim aren't being ma'ayin.
Exactly.
The bilti chachamim anyway aren't going to get it because they're not being massive.
Right. But lu yitzur that the chachamim were learning it.
Then at least the chachamim would have the chasidus amiti. I hear. That's very good. I hear the way you want. I want to read it differently. I want to read it based on the thing that Ramchal says later on, which I have to go looking for, but we'll see coming up soon, where he says that if we are me'ayin into the chasidus amiti, we'll be meitiv for ourselves, but we'll also be meitiv for others because we'll teach them.
Right, yeah, that's what I said. Then they'd be able to give it over.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah, that if the chachomim know, then it's not going to be yechsam in ability chachomim because the chachomim will teach them. And that's part of the chiyuv for the chachomim once they know the chelki chasidus, for the chachomim to teach the bilti chachomim. That's what the Ramchal is saying over here. If the chachomim aren't learning, everyone's going to lose out. If the chachomim do learn, if they are a kovei iyun in these things, then everybody wins. So what's going on here, says the Ramchal, now that no one's doing this iyun? Ad shiyidamu roiv b'nei ha'adam. Most people are going to think that the chasidus is toloi ba'amiras mismorim harbe. What is chasidus? lots of Tehillim. Uviduim arukim me'od, lots of Hashamnu Bagadnos. Soimus Koshim, fasts, Tfilos Kerach Vishelig, you're going to go toivel in the snow and the ice. Kulam Dvarim Asher Ein Aseichel Noach Behem, things that the mind will not, could not, are not, is not appeased with. Veina Da Shoikto. Things that are, that the Seichel won't, the Seichel doesn't think makes sense and Das doesn't understand. V'chassidus ha'amiti anirtze v'anechem l'rochug mitzir sichleinu. The real chassidus is very far away from anything we could possibly imagine. Now, there is a big diuk here. The Ramchal is saying that this mistake that people make to think that chassidus is totally on these types of weird behaviors that don't make any sense is something that most people think. Most people. Rov b'nei ha'adam think this way. Now, I am a simple Jew. And when I hear most people, I don't think that the Ramchal means that that most people means people aren't chachomim. You know, the Ramchal doesn't mean most people meaning people aren't chachomim. Most people means most people. There's going to be chachomim and bilti chachomim. You with me on this? I have in this parish over here, it says, Ad sheyidmu rov b'nei ha'odom she'enam chachomim. Rather, the most people are the chassidim, are just Joe Schmo people who aren't smart, but not necessarily so stupid. That's what he says. Lo chachomim ve'lo mischastim atipshim. I don't think that's correct. I think rov b'nei ha'odom means rov b'nei ha'odom. Most people.
And he also just said, yes, men chachomim.
And bilti chachomim. And yet, he's saying that most people, including Chachomim, think this crazy thing. Most people, including Chachomim, think that Chassidus, real Chassidus, is totally on these weird behaviors. Lots of kapitel zogging, lots of shamnu bagadnu making, lots of ice fishing. This is what most people think. So I have a posher question. Why would smart people think something so stupid? If you excuse my language. Why would smart people think such a silly thing? Tipshim. Something that Eina Seichel Noach Bem Vena Da Shokta. How could this be? That's normal smart people think, oh, you know, if I want to be a chassid, I'm going to have to go dunking in the ice. Why would someone think that? Ramchal says this is ridiculous, but everyone thinks this. Most people think this thing that's nuts, craziness. Why would you think something crazy? Because what? Because the Rebbe said to do it.
Yeah. Can't you ask that on what he just said earlier? It's gonna be. Yachsar la chacham lemiut yunimbo. So can't you ask what do you mean? They're chachamim. Why would it be yachsar mehem?
No, because they're thinking the real chassidus they don't have. The chachamim think, what does it take to be a chassid? You have to do crazy things.
You say why? Earlier before Ramchal said this, what did we think it meant? Yachsar la chachamim. We thought they're just going to think it's like
No. The chassidus amiti is the chacham aren't going to have the chassidus amiti.
And what are they going to have?
Not looking into it. And the ability chachamim aren't going to have it because they don't understand. So when you ask most people, what is the chassidus amiti? They're going to say, it's this crazy thing. Kapitel zogging.
You're saying, why would they get to that thing?
What?
You're asking, why would they get to this? Meaning, they're for sure going to be lacking
the... Who would ever think this? Who would ever think that this is chassidus? Why would anyone think this crazy thing?
Because they don't know any better.
We have 8 minutes because they don't know any better. But it's foolishness.
If you don't know what's foolish and what's not, so then whatever you think is going to be what it is.
Well, I'll tell you like this. What does chassidus mean?
I think Zaki said good.
Yes.
I'm asking an additional question. If if we said the Chachamim aren't going to do Ian because they're not going to do Ian because they already kind of know, so then why would you end up with the okay, like I get this, they're not going to know all the ins and outs, but how are the Chachamim going to end up thinking like this?
Right.
That's like an added kasha.
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's the problem.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Exactly. Very good. That's exactly the problem. They're not doing Ion, and suddenly because they're not doing Ion, they're going to think that what is Hasidus? This is Hasidus.
All right. How do we make that jump?
Yes, exactly. So I see here on the clock that we only have 7 minutes before my Zoom ends. So I'm going to give you half the answer now. Because I'll give you half the answer, but then there's more to it than this. What is Hasidus? What does Hasidus mean?
Piety.
Piety. Right, but what is that?
You might think that it's abstination from mundane or worldly things.
No, but more simple.
Have a year of
Hasidus. I want to go above and beyond the letter of the law. A tzaddik, it does lefi meshur sedin. But a chassidus, I want more from my Yiddishkeit. I don't want to be a regular Jew. I want to go all out. I want to go all out. And now I have, now what does it mean to go all out? What does it mean? What does it mean to be special? Like there's a Mishnah, the Chassidim HaRishonim, HaRishonim Sha'achas, Kodim HaTfilo, the Mishnah Brochus. That's the only time a Mishnah talked about Chassidim. They would spend an hour before davening. They wanted to do something special. And the Gemara brings the post, Ashi Yoshe Beisecho. They want to be prepared for an hour in davening. Chassid means you want to go above and beyond. So these people are thinking, what does it mean to go above and beyond? Above and beyond means extreme behavior. That's what it means. If you think that Hasidus means to go above and beyond, then the natural conclusion is it means extreme behavior. So what's extreme behavior? What can I do that's more than my daily avodas Hashem? So let's go crazy. Let's go nuts. Mizmorim harbe. Viduim arukim ma'od. Tzoymois koshim. Tfilois. But tfilois kerach v'sheleg. I want to go crazy. Because that's more. It's nice to say kapitel tehillim. But I'm going to say everything. All the time. It's nice to do tefillah. But I'm going to do it in ice. Because that's the only thing I know how to do more. Ice. Stand the whole day clapping Ashamnu Bagadnus until my chest is bruised. Now I'm a chassid. You without the bruised chest, you're nobody. You are a average Joe Schmo. I'm bleeding. I'm a chassid. That's the mistake people are making. That there Michal says that's not what chassidus is. I think we'll stop here because I see we only have a couple minutes. But we're not finished with this because now the question is, if that's not what Hasidus is, then what is it? Even the Chachamim think Hasidus must be to go to the extremes. This is Hasidus. So if it's not this, which I'm calling this is nuts. No, this is not normal behavior. Then what is Hasidus then? What should be the Hasidus Amiti? How do you do something above and beyond the letter of law? How do you be special, a chassid, but without doing things that are extreme? That's the shaila. I think that we'll talk about not next week. Next week's Rosh Hashanah. So afterwards, Yetz Hashem. Okay, good everyone. Any last questions before we stop?
Isn't the safer totally on like you need to be ma'ay in order to get to that in order to try to figure out what real chassidus is?
Yes, it needs Iyun to figure out what we have to have some sense of what it means to have the chassidus amiti. You know, we have to have a picture in front of some tziur, like the Ramchal says. What is the chassidus amiti? What does that mean? What's the mistake here? What's the answer? You're making a mistake. You think chassidus is extreme behavior. It's not. It's this. What's this, right? I'll tell you a mashal next time we meet. I think we'll make it clear in Ritz Hashem. Okay. Ksiv v'chassim v'tovim to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Meir.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Meir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.